I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the final edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Longing. Dream.
Faith.
Expectancy.
Promised land.
Castles in the air.
Hope. Correction.
Remodeling.
Development.
Transmutation.
Something made different.
Change. Onward.
Progressing.
Vanward.
Towards the front of the order.
Not backward.
Forward. Charming.
Handsome.
Sexy.
Alluring.
Great smile.
Obama.
The proceeding was paid for by thesaurus.com.
After having to cancel the first day of their convention due to a tropical storm, Republicans have formed a study group about recent extreme weather patterns, and it's believed that at long last, Republicans may get serious about global climate change. We take you to that meeting.
Mr. Committeeman, please start with your scientific analysis.
Oh, Lord, how have we angered you? Is it that there are too many gay people? Have we not been tough enough on abortion? We know that in some way it is because we are not conservative enough.
It is because we have not named enough things after Ronald Reagan.
It's because we have masturbated!
We have not masturbated enough to Ronald Reagan.
Mr. Chair, all this weeping and wailing is beside the point. We must apply scientific methods to this problem. And when we really look at this thing rationally and listen to some real climate experts, the answer is clear. Somebody here is a witch.
You all witches, global warming is caused by witches.
Gentlemen, stop this. We must not turn against each other. Instead, let us calmly think about this. Pick just one person and blame everything on them.
It's Christine O'Donnell.
I like that. Let's pick her. All right. Former senatorial candidate Christine O'Donnell, you stand accused of being a witch. How do you plead?
I'm not a witch. I'm you.
Get out of my body, witch!
Then let the witch testing commence!
All right, Mrs. O'Donnell. If you don't mind, we're just gonna tie a large rock to your leg and throw you into a lake. If you float, then you're a witch. But you'll probably sink and die and be found innocent.
Well, that sounds fair.
Wasn't her. We need a new scientific approach.
It's the gays!
Somebody is a gay!
Hi, I'm Jeff Kreisler, incompetent executive producer of the Final Edition Radio Hour. Last show, we had our first ever reader letter, and it went so well, we thought we'd pretend to do another. No. Let me just change my mind and say, we're going to talk to invisible characters from the imagination of famous movie stars. First up, Harvey the Rabbit. This isn't going well so far. You can see what the problem is. Take it away, John Marshall.
What are we improvising again?
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Mitt Romney second in polls behind Michelle Obama's forearms.
Republican platform replaced by lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Decommissioned auto plant robot shoots three computers.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
I just got word that we've snuck a microphone into an emergency Democratic strategy session. We take you there now.
Okay, this is critical. We only have a couple more months until the election, and Barack Obama is narrowly in the lead. How can we still lose this thing?
We need less money and worse organization.
That's not even possible.
We could try relying on the youth vote.
We tried that in 2008. Obama still won.
I don't get this. The country has 8% unemployment and our candidate is black, for God's sake. Why are we still winning?
Just don't panic. They have a better organization for getting out the vote, and their super PAC money is barely started. If there's one thing our party knows how to do, it's lose.
Bob, it's that kind of can-do attitude that's helping us succeed. People like you are the problem. You are the worst.
That's it. Excellent. Turn against me. More infighting. More.
Oh, stop being encouraging, bro.
Stop saying things I agree with.
People, hold on.
Meat is murder.
People, please. We figured it out. Barack Obama is winning. Because he's not a Democrat.
Bro, of course. He's a moderate Republican.
Democrats are so good at losing that, according to my analysis, Democrats actually lost the Democratic primary. All of them, since 1992.
My God. We are diabolically good. So who is the Democratic presidential candidate?
It is who it's always been. Dennis Kucinich.
That was from a secret recording from the Democrats.
Bill Baroni is bad. Bill Baroni doesn't want your school kids to learn. Bill Baroni drinks German beer and French kisses immoral cartoon sponges that live under the sea. Bill Baroni, good for Islamic fundamentalism, bad for New Jersey. Paid for by the Committee to Keep People Ignorant.
I'm Stone White reporting from the Republican National Convention in sunny Tampa, Florida. With me is Thelma Cracktard, delegate from Wisconsin. Hello, Thelma.
Hello.
Thelma, tell our listeners, what are you doing here?
I'm here to represent the World Christ Church. I never thought I'd vote for a Mormon, but I'll take a Mormon over a Democrat.
So you're not happy with the president?
Obama works with the Madrasa. He wants to bankrupt our country's nation with Medicare and give our liberty. Just give it away to the United Nations. He risked the lives of Navy SEALs, and now the SEALs are leaking. He's not an American. Even if he was, Hawaii's not part of America. You know, have you ever been there? Obama is like all socialists and fascists and everything, and gays and abortion and birth control. And he's Iran is threatening the marriage, and they're stealing babies and the Mexican anchor babies. Oh, and the FEMA camps, they've got the death camps, they've got the trailers in people's yards, they've got trailers, and they're full of vaccines to poison our children. Every child in the United States.
And oh, yeah. You're hoping to bring
and
about...
And they're going
to
take away our guns and give them to the Palestinians. And they fly those planes above my house with their chemtrails. And their radar beams can see right inside our house. And those radar beams are unconstitutional because the Founding Fathers and the Bible. And that's why, I mean, he's just got to go because we don't need another 4 years with a Democrat in the White House.
We've been speaking with Thelma Cracktard at the Republican.
Oh, hold on. Look, wait. Oh, I have these pamphlets here from the Wisconsin Patriots about welfare in Chicago, and that's Obama's plan.
Thank you, Thelma.
Wait, I haven't even told you about how the government is using aborted fetuses for mind control experiments.
And we'll get back to you on that.
Hold on. Come back here. Do you know how high our national debt is?
And back to our live coverage.
Come back here.
Hello?
You better practice your Chinese, mister.
Help me out on this.
Come back here, you piece of shit.
We now take you back to our live coverage. And I am Stone White.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Romney impersonator ahead of Romney in new poll.
Suicide bomber school cancels homecoming for 10th straight year.
Mitt drops to second as most popular name for baseball glove behind glove.
GOP vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan's plan to do away with Medicare and the voucher program he proposes to replace it with have been widely ridiculed by medical and satirical professionals. He's under pressure to explain just how seniors will receive adequate health care in a Romney-Ryan administration. The dynamic young congressman has the answer in an exclusive interview with the Final Edition's William Strong and Marilyn Null.
Congressman, what is your dramatic new proposal for replacing Medicare?
I believe, as a devout Catholic, that health, like all our rights, comes from God.
Wait. You're saying health care is a right? Isn't that European socialism?
I said health, not health care. And health, like all our rights, wealth, for instance, has to be earned.
How do you earn health?
Prayer, fasting, good works.
Good works?
Making the maximum profit on business transactions. Enforcing just retribution against those who deprive the unborn of life, like you do.
But in practice, how will you keep seniors alive?
We propose to abolish Medicare entirely. And those stupid vouchers, which were just to fool seniors into thinking they could get cash back from Social Security... Can't believe they let me get away with that.
Okay, but what's going to replace Medicare?
A faith-based system of healing and treatment called MediPrayer. For centuries, churches like my own Catholics, Southern Baptists, Evangelicals, Pentecostals have survived just fine on a reliable system of miraculous cures and medical treatment based on fervent prayer. We need to get back to that truly conservative simplicity.
You expect miracles to work in the 21st century?
How has the Catholic Church survived 2,000 years? Why are the Southern Baptists bigger than ever?
Because they eat at a Chick-fil-A.
MediPrayer providers will bring miraculous healing into the 21st century. They'll work with approved medical professionals to make sure every MediPrayer includes the exact nature and location of a patient's medical condition so that the attention of God or the appropriate saint can be focused with laser-like precision on a cure.
Give us an example.
Absolutely. Let me introduce Dr. Phil Faustus, Professor Emeritus of Faith-Based Oncology at Bob Jones University. Dr. Faustus, heal your patient.
Oh, Lord, shower thy faithful patient, Tabitha McGee, age 64 of Tallahassee, diagnosed with inoperable stage 4 esophageal cancer, in the supremo chemo of thy mercy. Shrink to nothing the 2.4-centimeter malignant tumor in the C3 vector of her squamous tissue with the blazing light of thy divine radiation. Amen!
That cured an inoperable stage 4 malignant tumor?
I'm cured! Praise Jesus! That old demon's flying right out of my windpipe.
See, according to accredited non-indicted GOP medical consultants, MediPrayer cure rates will be competitive with or better than those now achieved by wasteful and inefficient Medicare providers, and at a tiny fraction of the cost. Except for Tabitha's copay.
Put the bills in the bucket, honey.
There's exciting research into other similar areas. The efficacy of snake handling in curing Parkinson's. Of drinking strychnine in halting Alzheimer's.
A Parkinson's victim handling snakes?
Why not? Alzheimer's patients drink deadly poisons all the time. Let's spin this positively, okay? Say MediPrayer comes up with some miraculous cures. What about prevention?
Holy pictures and medals, pilgrimages to shrines like Lourdes, Salt Lake City, Graceland, miraculous statues.
Miraculous statues.
Sure, a statue of my fellow Catholic speaker Boehner in Cincinnati City Hall weeps blood every Friday night.
I think that's Merlot.
MediPrayer's most popular preventative protocol? Those lovely images of the Virgin that appear in cornflakes, rust-stained shower curtains and used diapers.
Jesus, this is beginning to sound like ruthless exploitation of the gullibility of the poor and aged.
Hey, I saw an image of the Virgin just yesterday in the 2012 fourth quarter receivables liabilities curve of Koch Industries. Know what? My reflux problem cleared up like that.
Wow, really? I mean, I get terrible reflux.
That's no miracle, Congressman. You're a young, extremely wealthy man who can afford to stay in shape.
You know why I glow with health, Null? Because my heart is pure. And since you brought up Jesus, let me say, MetaPrayer draws its awesome power from the example of our Savior Jesus Christ and his awesome miracles.
Okay, I'm beginning to get into this. This kind of healthcare could be kind of, like, mind-blowing.
As I recall, Jesus didn't charge a penny for curing the sick and the lame.
We don't know that. When Christ returns, I'm sure he'll charge a competitive fee for any miraculous healing.
Why would he?
Because he is an American.
Jesus is an American?
Yes, indeedy. According to our next co-president, my good buddy Mitt, Jesus came to America long ago. It says so right in the Book of Mormon. Jesus is an American.
Cool. Now, I can like Mormonism, finally. Thank you, Congressman. This has been a real honor.
Thank you, Strong, and you, Null. May God forgive your vile and sinful disbelief. Allow me the final word here. My fellow Americans, we are a Christian nation. When you get right down to it, faithful Christians don't really need that much medical care, do we? Why would we, when this life is just preparing for the next? I urge you all to get on the fast track to heaven by repealing Obamacare now.
The Final Edition Radio Hour decided it was time to go out on the street and ask the man on the street and the woman on the street and the child on the street what they thought about the invisible man in the chair on the street. We did so, and this is what we found.
I thought Obama looked great.
I don't care about the chair. Why are you asking me about the chair? Like, it's old. That was like a week ago.
What I like about the chair is that you tried...
You asked me about the chair.
No, I'm a different guy now, answering the question that the other guy asked about the chair.
My favorite part about the chair was it occurred on Thursday. You go out Friday night and try to perform someplace, and people go, that's old. That's played out.
It's today's age. That's what happened. You put the Republicans in charge for 8 years. They make it so that time moves faster, and you no longer have a lingering sense of the possibility to develop a response to a cultural event. Now it's over in 20 seconds. There's blogs and Twitters. That Twitter guy, he had like 40,000 followers within 20 minutes.
When Nixon had his Checkers speech, you could get Checkers jokes for the next 30 years. That chair got used up 5 minutes after the chair speech ended. 50,000 followers on Twitter. If you sneezed, you missed it.
I guess the point is, don't sneeze around invisible Obama.
I like the chair! It was strong! Like a good solid oak.
This has been the Final Edition's Person on the Street. Tune in next week! Cut. Why are all the lights going off out there?
I like... wooden chairs!
Okay, cut. We're done with that. Greg, are you leaving?
Hey, everyone. Look at me. Over here. Look at me. Come on, look this way. Hello? Hi there. I'm here. Hello? Hello? Anyone? I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Several speakers at the Republican National Convention made the controversial claim that, if elected to a second term, President Obama will ban milk chocolate in favor of dark chocolate with a cocoa content of at least 70%. RNC chair writes Priebus.
Why does this president hate milk chocolate? Maybe the liberal elites on Manhattan's Upper West Side or Beverly Hills, whatever part is nice, wouldn't be caught dead with a regular old Hershey's bar. But real Americans love milk chocolate.
Radio host Rush Limbaugh.
Friends, could the problem be that milk chocolate is made from wholesome milk? Wholesome white milk? If the media was doing its job, it would be asking why this president hates white milk. American milk. Real milk.
Romney surrogate and former New Hampshire governor John Sununu.
Under changes made to welfare regulations by this president, welfare recipients will be given free dark chocolate during a second Obama term, whether they look for work or not. And we're talking all the fancy foreign imports. Michel Cluzel's Noir de Cacao, E. Guittard's Quetzalcoatl, Perugina's Bittersweet Chocolate, not to mention that fair trade stuff from Trader Joe's, which costs middle-class American jobs! Then he'll take our guns.
When asked about the milk chocolate versus dark chocolate controversy, Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, told reporters,
"My dear old mom told me that chocolate is always a nice gift on a first date with a pretty girl. So, if a woman eats chocolate, rape is not rape."
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Mitt says, "Anne would have succeeded at anything I allowed her to do."
Anne says, "I fell in love with Mitt when he hazed that gay student. No, when he impersonated a cop. No, wait, when he had a rich dad."
Report: Mitt Romney is intentionally throwing the election because Bain Capital is shorting his campaign.
Here's another Final Edition Radio Hour comedy classic. From the National Lampoon Gold Turkey album, this is Well-Intentioned Blues.
I wish I was a Negro with lots of Negro soul, so I could stay true to my ethnic roots and still play rock and roll. If I was a funky Negro eating soul food barbecues, I wouldn't have to sing the middle-class liberal well-intentioned blues. Intention blues, intention blues. I wish I was an Indian, a grown-up soup-a-poose, so when I get drunk on a beer and a half, I'd have a good excuse. I'd be a noble savage, wouldn't ever wear no shoes, and I wouldn't have to sing the middle-class liberal well-intentioned blues. Intention blues, intention blues. I wish I was a wetback on a strike in a lettuce patch, or a slant-eyed peasant with Viet Cong stashed underneath my thatch. I only ever cross a picket line to pay my union dues, to keep on singing the middle-class liberal well-intentioned blues. Intention blues, intention blues. But I am not a Negro, come on, not a red man nor a Mex, join me kids, I'm a member of the oppressing color, language, age and sex. I sympathize with the Arab cause, I feel for the put upon Jews, and I keep singing the middle-class liberal, humanitarian, meaningful dialogue. We are all responsible, well-intentioned blues. Intention blues, intention blues.
The Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Antoot Shell, John Marshall, Kevin Janis, and Jeff Chrysler. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Paul Seaburn, Mike Richardson Bryan, Greg Russ, The Times Knot, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Interview with a Teabagger, written by Scooter of KPFT in Houston, and performed by Scooter and Stacy Davis. Well-Intentioned Blues, lead vocal and guitar by Christopher Guest, backup vocal and banjo by Mark Horowitz, music by Christopher Guest, lyrics by Sean Kelly, produced by Bob Tischler and Christopher Guest. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com often for more sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2012.